Welcome to the In the Moment Baseball Podcast. I'm Porter Holt, and it is the greatest moment of all right now because it is baseball season. All right, so we're going to get it started here, just going through all this recent news. There's been a lot of big things in the last day or so. One of the biggest things is about one of the biggest players in baseball. Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees, of course, out with that unfortunate wrist injury. But according to Judge, he may be back sooner than the New York Yankees are expecting. This quote from Judge, according to ESPN's Coley Harvey. "That's what I've heard is you can play with it because I don't need surgery. I don't need anything like that. I can play with it before it actually fully heals. It's just getting that pain down to zero." That's straight from the mouth of Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge. My only issue here is that Judge is a player, not a trainer, not a doctor. So as much as he wants to play, the Yankees are still going to be very careful in nursing him back. I am sure of it. So while he'd like to be back, the Yankees are still going to take their time. Although, of course, the goal is to get him back sooner. Another injury problem here is with Josh Donaldson, of course, only appearing in 36 games this season for the Toronto Blue Jays. He was injured and taken out of the lineup for a single-A rehab game. And the big news here, of course, is that he's been put on waivers to be available for trade. So that means that any team can claim him off waivers. They have 48 hours to make a deal. Already, teams like the Cleveland Indians, St. Louis Cardinals, teams that are looking at potential playoff runs in the mix to get Josh Donaldson, of course, 3 years removed from an MVP season. That would be a big move for anybody to grab Donaldson, but he's got to get healthy. As we continue with injury issues, we just talked about the Cleveland Indians. Now a little more depth on them. Andrew Miller, of course, their star reliever, put on the DL, and he's replaced by Tyler Olson, another lefty pulled up from AAA Columbus. But that's a big deal, missing Miller. He's missed a lot of time in the last 3 or 4 years, and he's been really dominant when he's there, but he's got to stay healthier again, much like Donaldson. Of course, not as big a problem as Donaldson, but Cleveland loses one of their big guys. He's on the 10-day DL, retroactive to August 27th. They'll definitely be rushing to get him back, but it's his left shoulder, of course, his throwing shoulder. This could be an issue for Cleveland in the future, especially if he is not healthy during the playoffs or during all of the playoffs. This is something we definitely need to watch play out, although we do have a lot of time for that. Another team that's looking at the playoffs, St. Louis Cardinals. Now, Cleveland's much more of a lock. St. Louis has a lot of work to do to get to the playoffs, but they are looking at a potential wild card as they've been so good recently, climbing up the NL Central standings, red hot. But now they lose Jed Jerko. Left groin strain, he's sent to the 10-day DL. They recalled outfielder Adolis Garcia from Memphis, their AAA team. But losing Jerko is a big deal. Jerko provides power. He's not a great contact hitter, but that power in the lineup is big. You don't want to be missing any of your stars right now, of course, if you're the St. Louis Cardinals. So losing Jerko, definitely a big deal. We'll see how long he's out on that. Keep you updated on that, of course. Same with Andrew Miller. Now, one of the big moves we've seen in the last 24 hours is that the Dodgers have claimed the Washington Nationals reliever Ryan Madsen off revocable trade waivers. That deadline is at the end of the week. The Dodgers have come to take Madsen before that time. Of course, 48 hours to work out this trade or the Nationals can pull him back. We saw that happen with Bryce Harper earlier, and it's been a bit of a fire sale here. We saw the Nationals stay silent at the trade deadline, not completely silent, but close to it. But now, at revocable trade deadline, before it's happened, I should say, they've gotten rid of Daniel Murphy, Matt Adams, Brandon Kinsler, and Sean Kelly. That's just in the last month. Now, this is potentially their third reliever to off at the waivers. We'll see if they work out a trade. Keep you updated on that. And the Nationals just continue to ship out players like that's their job. It's going to be tough to rebuild off of this, but hopefully the prospects that they're getting in return, of course, is the hope for the Nationals front office, is that they're going to make up for it, get these contracts off of them, and try to do exactly that, rebuild. Of course, Harper could leave in the offseason. Next year, we could be looking at a very different Washington Nationals team. They're hoping to turn it around. We're expected to win the NL East this year. That hasn't been much of an option for them. They've seen Atlanta and Philadelphia take over the leading spots in the division. And they've had a lot of disappointing years, and they may have some rough years for fans coming up after giving up these big players. But of course, the long-term goal is to grab those prospects, get that youth, as we see a lot of teams do. And in a little bit, they can be good again. We saw this work perfectly for the New York Yankees, of course. The Yankees tend to always be a good team. Of course, they had a few years there where they were struggling. They were really struggling mightily. It was good division. There were some good teams there. But they couldn't get it going. They gave up some of their big players, and all of a sudden, look what happens. Look at the youth on this team. Look at the strength on this team. And it's a great young lineup. You see rookies like Gleyber Torres. They got him off a trade. You see rookies like Miguel Andujar. And you see some of the rookies they've given up to bring good players back in. Guys like Billy McKinney doing really well for the Toronto Blue Jays. So you know that young talent is available. You got to be smart about these trades. And that's what Washington's trying to do here. We'll see how it works out. Again, that is Ryan Madsen potentially on his way to the Dodgers, as they've claimed him off waivers. 48 hours to make that trade. All right, got a little lengthy there. We got another trade here. And this is Lucas Duda. And man, look at a guy who has bounced around. Lucas Duda used to be a household name, and all of a sudden that is not the case anymore. He is going to a potential playoff contender here, though, with the Braves, who, of course, lead the NL East over the Phillies right now. That's still a tight race, and they've been making a lot of good moves here. Duda is actually their second in the last 24 hours. They also added catcher Rene Rivera from the Los Angeles Angels. Duda, a bigger move, of course. Duda, first baseman, came over from the Royals. He's hitting .242 with 13 homers, 48 ribbies in 86 games. Not a great line, but still a really good guy to add. And the Braves just continue to make moves. They got pitchers Kevin Gausman, Brad Brock, Darren O'Day, and Johnny Venters as recently as July. And if they keep making moves like this, it's going to become really tough for the Philadelphia Phillies to catch up to them. Of course, still a lot of time in that race, and it should play out really nicely for viewers, even if you're not a fan of those teams. At least that's the way it's looking. AJ Hinch, one of the biggest managerial names in baseball due to the Astros' recent success. And with that recent success comes a contract extension, as many would expect. He's been managing this season on just a one-year contract, and that's according to Cotts Contracts. He had a club option for 2019, and now he will be continuing. He was with the Arizona Diamondbacks before coming over to Houston. His career regular season record now stands at .442 and .389. Of course, a lot of those wins coming in the last two seasons. He's looking to lead Houston to the playoffs yet again. Of course, that race has been very interesting as Oakland has crept up. They do lead by 2.5 games over the Oakland A's as of today. Tyler White walked off Oakland earlier. All right, this is really the last big piece of news from today, so we're pretty much wrapping it up here, but this is by no means not a big deal. This could have been the first piece of news, but it was actually very breaking. Got this report 10 minutes ago from Brian McWilliam of thescore.com. And this is about Albert Pujols, Los Angeles Angels first baseman, of course, has also been DHing a lot. He underwent arthroscopic debridement surgery on his left knee. This was on earlier today, I should say. And his season is very likely over. We know about the injury time associated with such surgeries. It's listed as 6 to 8 weeks. For all we know, it could be even longer than that, but at least 6 to 8 is a good timetable for a team that's looking at missing the playoffs, for a team with a guy like Pujols that will be important next season, and Pujols himself, with his age, almost definitely out for the season. A little painful for Pujols, of course, literally and figuratively. The Angels, though, this does open up more time for Shohei Ohtani to see more of what the guy can do. One of the top rookies in the league. It's looking like he's going to have a tough time unseating Miguel Andujar for Rookie of the Year. Of course, a lot of time to go, but that is the intriguing part of this Pujols injury, is that Ohtani will get a lot more time DHing as the Angels continue to figure out just how to use this young pitcher, position player, hitter, really, whatever you can think of, Ohtani can do it. And now with Pujols out, he's going to get more opportunities to keep building his case for Rookie of the Year. That will be good to see play out. All right, so that's going to about do it for today. Some good breaking news today, some unfortunate injuries. One of the key pieces of news here is about Pujols, of course, this just breaking, and we'll see how that unfolds. A lot of stories we will see unfold in the next few days. Of course, keep you updated. So as I said, that's pretty much going to do it for today. Of course, contact me with any questions, any suggestions, anything you want to say. If you got something you want me to talk about on the show, I'll absolutely do it. Just leave me a comment, email me, whatever you want to do. All right. Porter Holt in the Moment Baseball Podcast, signing off for today.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.